like to know God personally and experience His love, God loves you and offers a wonderful plan for your life. Today's word promises supernatural intervention and change with your host, Reverend Micah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Come on, you want to take your seats and tell neighbor you are welcome. It's good to sit by you. Okay, now I'm going to teach on something very. I'm going to take excitement out of you to put certain things on course. The Lord will bless you. Amen. So this morning we are concluding our series of open door service, and I'm talking about overcoming enemies of vision. Overcoming enemies of vision. Hallelujah. Yeah. In this world, even in the world of schooling, until you overcome F and get A, you don't have access. You need to overcome it. That's why we have remedia. You keep writing until you overcome it. Are you here? You are going to. Yeah. And that's why it is very necessary that in this life, if you want to go to the next stage of your life, you need to overcome something. You need to overcome it. Hallelujah. Yeah. To move from GSS to SS, you need to overcome BC. To move from SSS to the university, you need to overcome. You need to get certain grades to overcome to the university. Hallelujah. So in life, you need to overcome certain enemies so that your vision can be realized. And by the close of this year, I see your vision realizing in the name of Jesus. If you shout amen, it shall be so for you. So overcoming enemies, you must understand that they are enemies of vision. Hallelujah. Yeah. The reason why you are still where you are is because you have not learned to overcome a certain subject. Especially if you're a girl and you're an art student, you have not learned to overcome integrated science and mathematics. Yeah. Yeah. There's something to overcome. Whatever it is, may God give you the grace to overcome. I said, may God give you the grace to overcome. Oh, your aim. I said, may God give you the grace to overcome. So to overcome means, now give me Revelation chapter 21, verse 6 to 8. Look at something. Revelation chapter 20 is overcoming enemies of vision. Okay, 21, verse 6, please. It says, let's read together. And he said unto me, oh, let's read together. And he said, it is done. Shall I say, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is attest, that is tasty, attest of the fountain of the water of life freely. May God give to you freely that which is yours. I will give. God is willing to give. God wants to give. Anybody who is tasty for success, anybody who is tasty for the good things of life, God is willing to give to you freely. May it become yours in the name of Jesus. But how will God give it to you freely? Verse 7. He said, he that overcome. He that overcome. So until you overcome, you cannot inherit. And I will be his God. When you overcome one, you inherit all things. Number two, I will be his God. Number three, he shall be my son. The keys to overcome. You shall inherit all things. Some people have good things, but they don't have God. Some people are very successful, but they don't have God. But this overcoming life, we are talking about the life that will cause you to inherit all things. Number two, you have God. Number three, you become the bona fide son of God and the daughter of God. Clap your hands and give the Lord some shouts. Verse 8. But the unfearful, unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, that. And all lies shall have their part in the lake of fire that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Shall then say, I will overcome it. So we are talking about overcoming. These are the enemies of vision that you must overcome. So today you have to identify the enemies that is working in your life. And today wage war. I will overcome it.
Are you here? So to overcome simply means to succeed in dealing with an issue or difficulties. To succeed in dealing with an issue. Until you deal with that issue, you cannot move forward in life. You must succeed. What is vision? What is vision? Vision is God's manual for your life. So overcoming enemies of vision. In other words, overcome anything that takes you away from God's manual for your life. He said, where there is no what? Oh, talk to me. Where there is no what? The people who perish. May you never perish. But he that keepeth the law. Verse 2. He said, for the law of the spirit. Shall I say the law of the spirit? Of life in Christ have made me free from the law of sin and death. Now jump to verse 5. It says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Verse 6. It says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Is life and peace. Verse 7, quickly. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is what? Enmity. It's an enemy. The carnal mind. The flesh. It's an enemy. It's an enemy. We are talking about overcoming the enemy's vision. It's an enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can it be. Verse 8, quickly. He said, so then, they that are in the flesh cannot. Cannot what? So we play keyboard, we sing wonderfully, we come to church. But the question is that, are we pleasing God? Verse 9. It says what? But ye are not in the flesh. I'm not in the flesh. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of us. And verse 10. All of us, let's read verse 10 together with a loud voice. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness. Come on, put your hands together and shout a big amen. There is therefore now no condemnation. I refuse to be condemned. I refuse it. So, I am born again. I'm a child of God. I have confessed Christ. I have come to the room of Christ. And he says that if I'm in Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who walk in the spirit, not those who walk in the flesh. So as long as I decide to walk in the flesh, even though I'm in Christ, I am on my journey to condemnation. No matter who prophesied to your life, you are condemned. No matter how glorious your destiny is, as long as you decide to partner with the flesh. And that's why as young people, we need to overcome this war. We need to overcome it. It's a battle. We need to overcome it. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to list some enemies that we need to overcome. Are you ready? Are you ready? If you see your own, you mark it. You see, when you come to church, by the close of the church, you should have something you should work on your life. Not that receive in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm overcomer, you are breaking through, you are breaking in the name, I can do that one. But what is it that I must work on? To perfection. I see God open doors for you. You are breaking through. You are becoming the next billionaire. No, what is my role in that word? That's what you should be looking out for. Otherwise, you just came for an entertainment ground. Excited without nothing to polish your life. Amen. Are you here? You want me to preach like an American preacher? In the name of Jesus, you are breaking through on all sides. In the name of Jesus, I see the Lord open doors for you. In the name of Jesus, though weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, where there is no greater company of angels. The Lord is moving from glory to glory. I
after all this sin, what is my role? What is my role? I have just been excited for nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't like it? I like that kind of preaching too, right? Amen. So today, what is my role? What is it that I must overcome? What is it? Galatians chapter 5. Let's move on to serious business. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. So as I'm talking, these are some of them. But look into your life. What is it that I must overcome? He said, this I say. Now look at it. He said, this I say, then walk in the spirit. Shall they say, I walk in the spirit. And he shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh again. The greatest enemy is the flesh. The flesh had a conversation with the serpent and was the distractions of men. And the Bible says, when he took the fruit, his eyes opened. His eyes opened. Do you know the meaning of that? It means that as man began to grow, his eyes begin to open. This one is Kolo. Why should I serve God? Some of you see, when you were a child, you were naked. You didn't mind. As you were growing, you became conscious of your flesh. Why are you coming to church late? You can't talk to me now. You are becoming conscious of your flesh. Pastor, you cannot dictate to me. You cannot. You are becoming conscious of your flesh. But when you're a child and your eyes are open, the same teacher can beat you. I will come. But when you are becoming conscious of your flesh, you don't want anybody to detect you. The word of God cannot detect you. You take your tithe, you even chop it on top. Who are you to talk to me? I serve God and I want to come. Your eyes is beginning to open. And as long as your eyes begin to open, you are moving into distraction. That is why God rejects the proud. What is the proud? The one, he said, anybody who comes to me must be like a child. What a child? This is what God says, I'm obeying it. I'm doing it without every reservation. And when your eyes begin to open, and the devil will tell you, your eyes have now opened now. Your eyes have now opened now. The pastor cannot dictate you. The word of God cannot dictate you. Okay, number two is what? Fornication. Right? You must overcome fornication. Fornication is fornication. Wait until you are gloriously married. Yeah. Wait. So, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, lustful pleasure, idolatry. Shall I say idolatry? So, the first one I mentioned, they are what we call sexual sins. Idolatry. Anything that comes between you and God, your work can be an idol. Money can be an idol. Anything that exalts himself against God is an idol. Also, church can wait. Our church is there every time. Let me change this verse. It's an idol. It's an idol. It has become your idol. Become your idol. God now weigh your heart. Say, you are running after money more than me. Your true riches, I will not give it to you. That's how many people, God has tested us and sees that, hey, when you put money here and put God, you take money and leave God. The second one is, the next one is, hatred, hostility. The word hatred means hostility. Nobody can correct you. You become hostile. You alone, you want to be doing this always. Small thing. Nobody can talk to me anyhow. Too much you want, it's just you are angry, you want to withdraw. You don't know that the flesh is moving. Yeah. Then we have strife. Shall I say strife? Strife. Yeah. That's strife means variance. Quarreling. You are very quarrelsome. Everywhere you step, you will quarrel. Quarrelsome. There's a time you need to be quiet. There's a time you need to speak. We shall overcome it. I said we shall overcome it. Then we have emulation. Emulation means jealousy. Shall I say jealousy? Yeah. Seduction, dissension, heresies, division. You are a causer of division. We need to overcome it. I said we need to overcome it. Then we have envy. Shall I say envy? Murder, drunkenness. Those who have been drinking. Drunkenness. Yeah, the works of the flesh. Said, let me drink and take my trouble away. Those who take malt can when they pour beer inside. So Guinness inside. So yeah. Rivaling. Wild parties. Wild. You don't go to baby. Wild parties. Wild one. Listen. He said, and such like, as I have told you in time past, that they which do this thing shall not inherit the properties of the kingdom of God. He's not talking about heaven, no. He's talking about the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom. That means that let it be done in heaven as it is in this earth. So there are certain heaven on earth. There are certain things that God has packaged for you that the believer should not go through the things that the unbeliever is going through. But because we have messed up our life with the unbeliever, we are also inheriting the same thing. Somebody shout a big amen. So these are the enemies we need to overcome. Enemies of our destiny. The flesh is an enmity so that we can walk in the spirit. How do you walk in the spirit? Shall I say love? Yeah. Love. I think it's in that scripture. Go on, just move on. Say, but the fruit of the spirit is all love. Say, but the fruit of the spirit is all love. Love. God, no matter, I still love you. Even if you don't bless me, I still love you. I'm not serving you because of things. I'm serving because I love you. When God sees that love boiling in you, the love to serve God, the love to be there. When God sees that love, he gives you everything that you need for life. He that overcome shall inherit all things. Walk in love. Walk in love towards God. Joy. Joy. That's why anytime you come to the house of God, one of the things you say is the joy of the Lord. Joy. Then you know that you are walking in the spirit. Joy. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. That is joy. Show me where your joy sends you to. Say, but the fruit of the spirit is all love. Love. God, no matter, I still love you. Even if you don't bless me, I still love you. I'm not serving you because of things. I'm serving because I love you. When God sees that love boiling in you, the love to serve God, the love to be there. When God sees that love, he gives you everything that you need for life. He that overcome shall inherit all things. Walk in love. Walk in love towards God. Joy. Joy. That's why anytime you come to the house of God, one of the things you say is the joy of the Lord. Joy. Then you know that you are walking in the spirit. Joy. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. That is joy. Show me where your joy sends you to, and I'll tell you.
Take time today and every day to invest in the transformation of your heart and the renewal of your mind through the Word of God. Thank you.